You're listening to Saving the Sierra, grassroots solutions for sustaining rural communities. I'm Jessica Maria Ross, and along with 100 million other visitors every year, I head to California's Sierra Nevada to get into nature and get out of my day-to-day grind.
There's something just totally spiritual about being in such a wild place that you just never experience anywhere else.
You know, Lake Tahoe has always been very special. It is the most beautiful, wonderful place.
Yosemite Valley holds wonderful memories for me.
It's just such a wild and magical place, and every few feet you move, you see something new.
It's true. The Sierra is amazing. What I love is hiking in the foothills just a couple of hours from my home in the Central Valley. But these days, every time I drive up, I come across some swath of cookie-cutter homes that are carved out of the landscape. And these subdivisions, they always have names like The Ranch or Rolling Oaks to remind me of what was bulldozed under.
Despite what a lot of folks think, the Sierra isn't just a wilderness area set aside for tourists. I'm Catherine Stifter, one of a couple million people who call the Sierra home. And by the year 2040, our population is expected to triple. I live in the middle of the forest, and I sure don't want all those new homes next to me. I've put down roots here, and I like the peace and the quiet. I worry what kind of changes the next wave of Sierrans will bring.
The truth is, everyone who lives or works or plays in the Sierra is shaping its future all the time. Ever since Indians managed the land for food and wildlife, there's been a need to preserve the environment so it can sustain people and their livelihoods.
Jessica and I traveled the Sierra in search of communities where people are learning how to do just that. And we've found stories worth sharing because they just might be solutions for threatened rural places across America.
We begin way up north in Sierra Valley, where generations of ranchers have worked the land and raised their family for over 100 years.
I was born here in the valley, lived here all my life. Farming is a way of life. You have to love it. You don't farm and say, well, when I'm 65, I'll sell and retire and go to the city. That thought never entered my mind. I'm still working at 97. Like I told my family, I hope I die with my boots on out there working on the ranch.
Attilio Genasi leans on his cane near a timber frame barn and gazes across 100,000 acres of sagebrush and meandering streams. The only breaks in the horizon are a few ranch houses and a low rise of Indian mounds in the middle of the valley.
It's a beautiful, beautiful valley. Some people say it's the largest alpine valley at 5,000 feet elevation in North America. When the snow's on the ground, you see a blanket of snow. You can hear the train on the other end of the valley at 18 miles. You hear the clickety-clack of the trains that go by. It's so quiet and peaceful here. And I think I want to save it for posterity. The land does not belong to me. The land belongs to future generations. And the land also belongs to the general public. They drive through this valley. They enjoy it. It doesn't cost them a penny, and it doesn't cost me a penny. It's one of the natural wonders that's there for humanity. And we dare not destroy it any more than we'd cap the geysers in Yellowstone or put the Bridal Veil Falls of Yosemite in a pipe.
Genasi's a bit of a legend in the Sierra Valley, and he's been an inspiration to other ranchers who have roots just as deep.
Hey! I'm Tony Madalena from Sierraville, California, and I am a cattle rancher.
Got some of our rancher friends together, and the kids from college have come home, and we're doing what we call the fall branding. We do it one weekend and help the neighbors other weekends, kind of throughout October, November.
I'll just explain to you what they're doing. See, then he shortens up that heel rope. The guy on the head's changing it from off of the neck so they don't choke onto the feet. Okay. Todd's going to put a brand on his hip. Julie's going to castrate him. Sean's putting an earmark on them, and the other girls gave them their shots, and with any luck at all, they're not down there very long.
We're doing a job that needs to be done as far as the cattle business, but also we're having a blast. We get to be around the things we love. We're out in the open with our horses, our cattle, and our dogs, and our friends, and our family.
I believe that the biggest threat to our business and our industry in general is development. And it's very scary because the big developers have a lot of money and a lot of power and a lot of influence, and they're coming.
Developers are a threat because they buy ranches and build subdivisions that take up lots of open space. Residential development also threatens wildlife habitat, and the Sierra Valley has the biggest wetlands in the entire Sierra Nevada.
I'm Paul Hardy, the executive director of the Feather River Land Trust. And as I look around, I see a couple willets, some pintails and some mallard ducks, a few coots, and the ever-present singing meadowlark. There was one right there. In the Feather River watershed, we have a very unique relationship to land still. Whether you're driving to work or going fishing or just hiking around the community you live in, people really interact with the land on a frequent basis here. And growing up in the region, I sure did and felt very fortunate. When we started out as an organization, we tended to take a very ecological approach where we would identify the most important properties based on species and habitat and things like that. Oh, there's a sandhill crane out there. Yeah, cool. More and more as we work with the local communities and landowners, we realize that as important is protecting relationship to land.
The Feather River Land Trust protects open space by helping ranchers stay in business. But big developers move quickly when and if ranchers are ready to cash out.
For example, just to the north of us, the Bonta Ranch, a 1,700-acre ranch, was just bought by one of Reno's largest developers, and it's being parceled up and subdivided and sold. The threats are definitely there, and the values that properties are selling for in Sierra Valley have just skyrocketed in the last couple of years. And we're going to have to work smarter and faster and more creatively.
There are plans to build 400 homes on the old Bonta Ranch. The Sarasola and Schaffner ranches were bought up too. If all these developments are approved, in just a few years, there will be 3 new subdivisions and 1,400 homes, where now all you see are vast wetlands and rolling foothills along the road that leads to Reno, Nevada, just half an hour from here.
My name is Norm Brown, president of NC Brown Development, Inc. We're a small development company. We do land and development, principally higher-end custom lot projects.
Brown plans to build 30 large homes on a 245-acre ranch he bought on the edge of Sierra Valley.
The baby boom is aging. They like to go fishing, they like to play golf, they like to hike. Now they're ready to retire and they want to get back to the outdoors again.
How can we keep the county rural and keep our lifestyle and still get a more robust economy? More people is not necessarily the answer. The grow and spend and spend and grow way of doing things, it doesn't work. There has to be a better way of doing it.
There are those that will say, we don't want anything built. And that's this kind of, I'm here, close the gate mentality.
It's just not appropriate for there to be a development in the Sierra Valley.
Stevie Duber manages a citizens group called the High Sierra Rural Alliance. Their mission is to protect the rural experience. She's been labeled an environmentalist.
And there are a lot of people in Sierra County who, you know, would rather shoot themselves than be aligned with enviros. And enviros is meant as an insult. I sort of have a hard time being offended by it. Probably the best way to protect the valley is through conservation easements.
Easements are tools that landowners can use to protect open space.
When you own a piece of property, there's development rights, there's timber rights, there's water rights. Quite often, you can split one of those rights off and sell it to someone else. So in the case of the ranchers and the easements and land trusts, the rancher owns the land. The only thing that he can't do is develop it.
Well, for me, it was an easy decision.
Attilio Genasi was one of the first to put an easement on his property.
You don't give up anything. You continue to farm it. You can lease it. You can sell it. But that contract with the land forever.
This ranch right next door to us here, the old Strang Ranch, they may have lost it maybe 5-6 years ago when Mr. Strang died. They may have lost it all or had to sell a major part of it to pay the estate tax. And they put a conservation easement on it, got some money for that easement for not subdividing it. And now the ranch is in place. It doesn't really change too much of what they do to operate. And it's still in ranching and always will be.
I always think of the easements as rewarding landowners for the public benefits that they're providing. People are getting more and more in touch with those values that open spaces and ranches provide.
So far, a quarter of Sierra Valley, about 30,000 acres, is protected by conservation easements. And that's because it's a strategy that ranchers, environmentalists, and conservation groups are all getting behind. But there's no guarantee that this is going to save the valley, because it's up to each individual landowner to decide whether it's the right thing to do.
One thing about the conservation easements that the skeptics of the conservation easements have against it is that it's, perpetuity. What's forever to me is when you pave it over. You pave it over and you put buildings on it, it's never going back to the way it was.
It's estimated that the Sierra Nevada alone loses 35,000 acres of ranch lands, forests, and oak woodlands to residential development each year. We invite you to go to our website, savingthesierra.org, to find out how conservation easements are saving open space in rural communities across America.
But residential development pressures are just one of the issues facing rural communities. In our next story,
almost everyone who lives here makes a living off the resort community. But it's a challenge because it has changed the beauty and the natural element that we all came here to enjoy.
Making resort development pay for its impact on the community. Next on Saving the Sierra.